Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we get going, I want to remind you of something I recently spoke with you about, and that is, I want to hear from you. If you would be so kind, please send me an email or write me a short letter and tell me that you listen and how you listen. For those of you on the radio, tell me the call letters of your station or simply where you listen. And for those of you on the podcast, tell me where on the planet you are, what country or what state, if in the USA. If you want to add any comments, questions, or suggestions, please do so. But if not, or if you do not have time for that, then a quick email or letter will be just fine. My addresses will be repeated, so you can write these down. Let me give them to you now. By email, mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. My name is spelled M-A-R-K. And be careful about this. Ministry is in the singular, not the plural. M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y. GodIsMinistry.org. Someone wrote to me recently using GodIsMinistries, plural, and only by the grace of God did the email reach me. GodIsMinistries, plural, does exist, but that's not me. I can be reached at mark@godisministry.org. And by mail, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Either way, please write to me today. I am eagerly waiting for your short correspondence. This is important because we will make decisions about which radio stations to stay on and which to come off of based on your response or lack of response. As for the podcast, we will make decisions about continuing or discontinuing the podcast in the same way. So let me strongly invite you to let me know you're out there. The only way I know you listen is if you tell me you do. I hope you're willing to contact me. mark@godisministry.org. God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Thank you. And let me take this opportunity to remind radio listeners of our website, godisministry.org. Right on the homepage, you can listen to each day's podcast. And you can have all these downloaded to your mobile phone when you subscribe to the podcast by hitting the link subscribe in the bottom left-hand corner of the homepage. Furthermore, you can get each day's manuscript by hitting the link read along beside the podcast. This is a quick and easy way to get the quotations I give and to follow what I am saying more closely. The manuscript will aid you in your learning. And be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at God Is Podcast. The handle is God Is Podcast. Multiple times per week, we post content that is wholesome and encouraging for you. So join us on social media. Thank you. Thank you so much. And having said this, which is important, now let's resume our study of God's revelation of Himself to us. As we have already seen, it is imperative that God reveals Himself to us. If God did not reveal Himself to us, there is no way we can know God. We have been talking about that for the last several days. And here is how God reveals Himself. He does so through what we call general revelation, and He does so through what we call special revelation. The general and the special. As we will see, within each of these ways, there are specific manifestations of His revelation. For example, under general, there is nature, providence, and our conscience. Under special, there is God's Son, Jesus Christ, and God's Word, the scripture. We will come to this, but first we had best begin with a definition of revelation. What do we mean by revelation? There is a Greek word we need to be introduced to, or for many of you, reminded of. Here it is, apokalypsis. This is the word used for revelation in the scripture, and it means disclosure or unveiling. A disclosure or an unveiling. God discloses himself to us. God unveils himself to us. God gives us a revelation of himself. Listen to these verses that apply God's revelation to his son, Jesus Christ. I love these. Simeon, with the boy Jesus in his arms, says this about our Lord in Luke chapter 2 and verse 32. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. There is that Greek word revelation, descriptive of the Lord Jesus. Christ is the epitome of God's self-revelation, Luke 2, 32. Second, listen carefully to the way the Apostle Paul ends his letter to the church at Rome. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 27 reads, "Now to him who is able to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now is manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. To the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be the glory forever. Amen." Romans 16, 25 through 27. In verse 25, Paul uses the word revelation and connects this clearly to God revealing himself or making himself known to all the nations through Jesus Christ. There is that Greek word revelation, descriptive of the Lord Jesus. Christ is the epitome of God's self-revelation. And let's turn now to a couple of definitions given to us by Bible scholars and theologians. Paul Enns picks up on Lewis Sperry Chafer and C.M. Horn and defines revelation in these ways. Revelation is that act of God whereby he discloses himself or communicates truth to the mind, whereby he makes manifest to his creatures that which could not be known in any other way. The revelation may occur in a single, instantaneous act, or it may extend over a long period of time. And this communication of himself and his truth may be perceived by the human mind in varying degrees of fullness. That's a really solid definition of revelation as we mean it. And I hope you caught this in particular. God communicates the truth of himself to people which could be known no other way. That's what we have been saying. The only way for us to know God is for God to reveal himself to us. All right, here is a second definition, a bit broader. Revelation is God's disclosure of himself through creation, history, the conscience of man, and scripture. It is given in both event and word. Unquote. This is likewise a helpful, a very precise definition of revelation. Should I give these to you again? I will. So note takers can jot these down, and so all of us can let this truth sink into our minds and hearts on this busy day. Revelation is that act of God whereby he discloses himself or communicates truth to the mind, whereby he makes manifest to his creatures that which could not be known any other way. The revelation may occur in a single, instantaneous act, or it may extend over a long period of time. And this communication of himself and his truth may be perceived by the human mind in varying degrees of fullness. and this, revelation is God's disclosure of himself through creation, history, the conscience of man, and scripture. It is given in both event and word. What I want to do is talk about both general and special revelation by breaking each of these two types into certain what ENDS calls manifestations. And we will begin with general revelation. But we will save that for next time because I want to have a full broadcast and podcast ahead of me when we begin this discussion. Our time goes by so quickly. Therefore, you know what to do. Plan to be with us. And it's not too late to invite someone you know to tune in along with you as we discuss how God reveals himself. Tell them about our website and or ask them to turn on their radio at this time on this station. As we soon end, let's pray together. Father, our God, we love you so much. We worship you. We praise you. And oh, how we thank you for the ways in which you reveal yourself to us. Thank you for your general and special revelation. And I pray your Holy Spirit will lead, guide, and teach us. Open our minds and our hearts to truly understand your revelation. Please help me to be clear and concise. And help these listeners, my friends, to grasp this valuable doctrine, both what has been said already and what will soon be said. Grant us your grace to live before you in a well-pleasing and obedient way this day and night. Protect each of us from the evil one. Forgive us our sins. Calm our minds and hearts. Strengthen our bodies and make us healthy so that we can continue to serve you and one another. Go with us now, I pray, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, join us again next time because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.